Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And we're actually trying something new. We're using a new program, and I can actually see her now instead of just like hearing a voice from my phone. So I'm super excited.
Now I have to be dressed.
Oh, no. I'm not. Ask me the last time I showered. I'm kidding. That's gross. So we're super excited to be with you going into a holiday weekend and inching ever so close to the opening of Walt Disney World. So we're going to go down some things happening at the parks this weekend and some updates. And then I think we're going to have a big reveal at the end of the show. Big announcement. Big. Wait, they say under promise, over deliver. Okay, that's all I'm going to say then.
Okay. Right.
Like I said, in the business, that's what we call a tease. All right, so let's jump right in with SeaWorld Aquatica in Disney Cove. Reservations only still, right?
Yep, only reservations.
And
especially this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, that's very important because they're going to be, it's the SeaWorld Independence Day weekend fireworks show, Light Up the Sky, which starts on Friday at 9 p.m. And there will be multiple viewing locations to enforce social distancing, but they'll be doing that show from Friday through Sunday throughout the holiday, July 4th holiday weekend.
Yeah, but you got to get that reservation. And not only is it limited of getting in the park, but even being able to view the fireworks, there's only certain places you can view. And once those spots fill up, you're out of luck. So
get plan ahead. Yeah, get there early, plan ahead.
Yep.
So Busch Gardens Adventure Island, still under reservations only as well. They have brought back the Serengeti Plane Tours, which is awesome. That's one of those separate ticketed events where it's...
You still need access to the park, too.
Right. So you have to pay your way to get into the park, and then you pay separately for this experience. It's a 30-minute experience, $29.99, I'm sure, plus tax per person. And for this as well, reservations are required. So you have to have a reservation to get into the park on a certain day, and then you have to have a reservation on the same day to do this experience.
Right.
And then extended hours this holiday weekend, the 3rd through the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So giving you a little more time to experience the park.
And I can expect those reservations to go quick.
Yes.
To be able to get into the park because there's more time to have fun, especially later in the evening when the sun starts to die down a little.
It's still hot as hell, though.
It's still hot, but when the sun's not beating on you.
Yeah. All right, Michaela, you want to go down Legoland?
Yes, so Legoland, no reservations required, excuse me, to go into the park. But they are also going to be doing a 4th of July event this Saturday, Saturday only. And they're going to have their red, white, and boom fireworks show. And they said you need special viewing glasses that you could pick up between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. for the show. They didn't say what time the show was. I guess anything could vary. This includes Busch Gardens and SeaWorld and Legoland, that depending on weather,
yeah,
you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So especially with Legoland's just being one night only, just expect anything.
Yeah, and it's important to note, there is no reservation required for Legoland, but they have cut capacity for the park. So once the park reaches capacity, right, they will they will close the gates. Yes. And you can't get back in. You can't get in. So still, you may not have a reservation or have to have a reservation, but if you're wanting to experience Legoland for the 4th of July, red, white, and boom, get there early, and hopefully you can get in. Universal Orlando's next on the list, Michaela.
Yes. So again, no reservations required, but like Rachel said, it caps capacity if it reaches a certain amount. I've already been 3 times to Universal.
Goodness.
I know. And none of those times have I been stopped. So,
okay. But you're getting there pretty early. Yeah, and you're going
to get in there on weekdays. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And okay. But even so, even if I'm getting there early, I do jump from park to park, but I come out the back way. I don't like to ride the train.
Yeah.
Too much of a confined space for me.
Yeah.
So I walk around and mm-hmm. they haven't stopped me. But again, I get there early and I'm also on a weekday. I don't go on weekends.
And this being a holiday weekend too. So.
Oh yeah.
Lots of people.
So just prepare for that. And they're not having anything special for Independence Day. So my personal opinion is skip this weekend. Yeah. Don't go because it's going to be a lot more packed. I'm telling you because the numbers they say at the gate, I asked them, have the numbers been rising? And they said, yeah, but the numbers have been rising each weekend.
Okay.
And they expect this weekend to be very full.
Okay. And then the Bourne Stuntacular officially opened on June 30th. Have you had a chance to see it?
I did. I saw it twice. And
okay.
I'm going to review at the end of this, so.
Okay. That's another tease.
Yeah, and then one other thing is, which I'm shocked about, is Universal is still moving forward with Halloween Horror Nights. After we hear from Disney that they're canceling their Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, mm-hmm. Universal's going the opposite direction. They're actually offering a ticket deal.
Okay.
So you have to stay on property to access the ticket deal, but definitely look at their website and see what ticket deals they have for not only the Halloween Horror Nights, but also to enter the parks.
And I wonder if Halloween Horror Nights is going to be capped as well, like the mm-hmm. park, you know, maybe, you know, and I'm just throwing numbers out there. 5,000 people were allowed in Halloween Horror Nights previous years, but maybe only 2,500 will be allowed this year. You know, I'm just making up numbers here, people, but curious to see how that's going to work. But I mean, Halloween Horror Nights is such a moneymaker for them. And so
they
many
bought the rights to some of those houses,
right?
And the scare zones that I don't know if they can afford to lose that, but
yeah.
It makes me nervous seeing that because how are you going to enforce the social distancing when people are running for their lives when they get scared? So that's what I worry about. But I mean, I'm intrigued to see what they do.
Yeah. Sorry. Don't run for the man with the fake chainsaw. You're too close to the person in front of you. You must social distance. I'd be like, okay, well, I probably wouldn't be there anyway, you know, because I'm a big scaredy cat. But interesting for those people, because I've seen a lot of people asking on social media, like, are they doing Halloween Horror Nights? Oh my gosh, I can't miss, because people do this every year. It's like a pilgrimage almost.
Yeah, so. I do it every year. And I think this year is the year that I'm not going to be doing it.
I get to the front gates every year and go, yeah, no, I changed my mind.
I'll stay at the hotel.
Yeah. I'll just eat at the City Walk and stay at the hotel. All right. Walt Disney World, July 11th. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks. Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom plan to reopen July 11th. And then closely after that, July 15th, Epcot and Hollywood Studios will open. This is reservations only. And the pass holder previews are the 9th and 10th. And they sold out very quickly.
Like, so fast. I couldn't believe it.
Anyone with valid tickets for 2020 have the ability to book a park pass reservation, and dates are filling up quickly. So how do they find out about that? Is it online?
It's online. It's on the website. As soon as you go to the Walt Disney World website, they have the access to look at it. And you could also look at dates before even like going in all the way through.
Okay.
You can see where some parks are filled up some days and they might have all availability for all the parks. It's just, it has different color coding.
Okay.
For each of the parks. I know that I looked at September mm-hmm. and pretty much every weekend is filled.
Oh.
And it's, I mean, think about Labor Day weekend. That is the first weekend in September. But still, it's crazy how much things are getting filled. And
yeah.
Like we talked about before, weekdays are probably the best bet if you want to go to the parks and not as many people.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they have it available for hotel guests who have tickets.
Right.
Annual pass holders and people with park admission that have just a regular maybe 1 day ticket or a 4 day park hopper.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows when Disney is going to announce when cast members could start entering the park and when they reopen tickets for anyone. So if you're looking, even if you're just on the back of your mind, should I or shouldn't I, just book the day.
Yeah.
Book a day. If you're an pass holder, you have a cap of 3 days mm-hmm. that you could have reservations for. Mm-hmm. But just book it and then just decide later that you don't want to go, because then you'll regret it on the day of and you just all fill up.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right. This is cool. Splash Mountain, they're going to retheme it as Princess and the Frog. I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very cute. I can't believe it. I actually saw the day that they announced it last week, I saw Princess and the Frog just so I could like put it in and visualize the ride changing.
Yeah, no, I think that's really smart. And so many people love that movie. And they really haven't, other than Princess Tiana, what, you know, being at character meet and greets and whatnot, you know, I love that they're kind of bringing in as many movies as possible. I think it's so cool. I can't wait to see it.
Do you have a favorite character from the movie?
I like Tiana. I don't know.
Strong, independent woman. That's what I
Princess
love.
Princess with some attitude. I love it. You know? What about you?
I love Tiana, but I also love Ray, the lightning bug. He's so cute.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I'm excited to see what they do with this ride.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while. Maybe I'll have to watch it over 4th of July weekend. You know, after I watch Hamilton on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Bug.
No, I should like stay up until 3 to 10.
Oh my God. You probably will.
I'm not going to do that. I don't think I'd stay up the whole time.
Yeah. It'd be tough.
One question I do have about the Splash Mountain mm-hmm. change is, I wonder if it's going to be retelling of the story or a continuation.
Ooh,
that's
good
my
question.
Thoughts on it. Because I do love Ray, Lightning Bug, but if you watch the movie, you know what happens. And there's characters that are in the movie that might not be in the continuation. So
we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how they... Yeah. Monorail is testing and preparing to open next week. That'll be interesting. And Uniqlo is the first store to close in Disney Springs due to the rising COVID numbers. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I do love Uniqlo myself. So like we say every week since the pandemic started, always check the individual theme park websites before you walk out the door to make sure there haven't been any changes to requirements or reservation policy or any of that, just so that you have the best, I'm getting text messages. Look at that. To make sure that you have the best experience possible. So, we just want to make sure that, you know, you have a good experience. Nobody wants
these information changes rapidly. One thing I wanted to add about Disney is that on their website, they do have a running list of restaurants and rides that will be open when the parks open, or the ones that are already open with the resorts.
Okay.
And let me tell you, that list has changed even from when they launched it to now, because, for example, and Galaxy's Edge, they have a bar called Oga's Cantina. Mm-hmm. Because the Florida governor announced that the bars are going to stop like selling alcohol for on-site consumption, mm-hmm. they decided to yank Oga's Cantina from that list. Now, there might be other bars that are open at Walt Disney World, because Walt Disney World as a whole, they do sell food and alcohol. So they are allowed to have those bars be open in the parks, but they are taking the extra precaution to follow the guidelines from our governor to make sure that they have a nice, safe return.
Yeah.
But you might be so excited to go to Oga's Cantina and then find out that it's not going to be open when you go. So make sure to check that list. your ride, your favorite ride might not be open. Your favorite restaurant might not be open.
Yeah.
Things are going to be different and going, and it's not going to be the same as when it closed in March.
Yeah, it's a fluid situation, to say the least. All right, Michaela, tell us about the Bourne Stuntacular that just opened at Universal Orlando.
Oh my gosh, it is phenomenal. So a backstory on it is what used to be in that space was the Terminator 2 3D show.
Right.
And it was both actors on stage and on screen. Mm-hmm. And they're jumping from both. So you're still getting that with this show, but it is heightened a lot. With this being said, it is a lot of combat, like hand-to-hand combat with other actors. They're being safe. They have their masks. They're still not really touching each other that much because it's choreographed, but it is amazing. You do not need to have seen the Bourne movies to get the gist of it, because they do have a pre-show that explains who Jason Bourne is, what the mission is, and brings you into the theater.
Mm-hmm.
With the theater, it is very similar to the Terminator show, but these actors are going from all these different scenes and scenarios that it feels like you're watching a live movie. Like, oh my gosh, if they're filming a live movie. It is incredible. The stunts, the acting, the everything. And even the scenes. So I don't know if you've ever seen The Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
I have.
And I don't know if you've seen the behind the scenes series that they have right now on Disney Plus. But they explain on The Mandalorian behind the scenes series that when they were filming, some of those spots were not on location. They had this big background screen.
Mm-hmm.
And with the background screen, it showed what we were seeing on TV. So it's not like it's a green screen. That's exactly what it is on the Bourne Stuntacular. So it was phenomenal. I highly recommend watching it. And just check the times on the app for Universal, because the times do vary and there's no virtual line. You have to physically stand in line outside. So if it's raining, if it's sunny, whatever, we went through it. We're sweating the first time we watched it, and the other time we were drenched.
Oh my gosh.
But it's worth it. It's worth the wait. So I thoroughly enjoyed it, and props to the actors. It was a 20-minute show with a 10 or so minute pre-show. So it's a long amount of time to get out of the sun and to really enjoy yourself at Universal, a new experience.
Very cool. Thank you for that review and standing in line twice. All right, what's your theme park tip of the week?
Yeah, it's returned, and my theme park tip of the week is mobile order before getting in line to eat at any of the locations that have the mobile ordering on the Universal app, because a lot of people are hungry when they get into line, and they think that, oh, the mobile order is going to be so fast and I'm going to sit and be able to eat. No, it's like sitting at a restaurant now when you go to a quick service. So make sure to have that app up, mobile order, get in the line, get your table, and they get your order ready.
Awesome. That's a great tip for you. All right, Michaela, we teased it at the beginning of the podcast. You have a big announcement, and I'm on the edge of my seat.
So next week on Wednesday, July 8th, I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom. I can't believe it. I'm going before it's opened, and it's a preview that I was invited to with someone that I know, and I'm excited to see it. And not only will I be going to Magic Kingdom, but I'll be staying right next door at the Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary Resort. So next week, I will be reporting from Disney.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, this is big news.
So I'll tell you guys all the what's going on at Magic Kingdom to make sure that we're staying safe during the pandemic.
And take lots of pictures.
Yes. Yes. I actually took some pictures for Universal that I share with you guys.
Okay. So yes. Big show next week. Michaela's experience at the Magic Kingdom after its reopening. Because it'll be reopening on the 11th, but she is getting a special preview on the 8th. So on our episode next week, you want to hear what it's like at a park, at a Disney park after the pandemic or during a pandemic, she will have all the info for you. I'm so excited. This is going to be big. So probably our whole episode will be about that, I'm thinking.
It probably will. Honestly.
Unless there's any information or new news. New news? Updated news? Whatever. I'm so excited. My brain can't even work. Function. All right. So real quickly before we go, what are we watching? I mean, Michaela?
Doom Patrol on HBO Max and the DC Universe.
Okay.
Streaming services. I'm obsessed with it. I love Brendan Fraser, the actor. And
he's in that?
Yes.
Encino Man? Please tell me you know what Encino Man is.
No.
Oh my gosh. Mrs. Winterbourne? That's a lesser known movie. Encino Man. Okay.
Look, I'm going to put it on my list to watch.
Yes. That's where we were first.
I love Brendan Fraser and Matt Bomer.
Oh, he's in it too? Oh no.
And Alan Tudyk, who is a huge Disney voice actor.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to get that.
It's a great show. I think you'll love it. But what have you been watching?
Doom Patrol. Okay. Unsolved Mysteries is back and it's on Netflix now, and I love true crime stuff, so I've already watched 2 episodes. That's awesome. And then I've been watching Ugly Betty on USA. It's actually a new show, and so every Tuesday there's a new episode. Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story. It's on USA. It's got Christian Slater and Amanda Peet. And Amanda Peet is amazing. And she plays this wild character so well. But it's kind of soapy and true crime. And so it's all the things that I love. But it's really fun. But obviously, I know what we'll be watching starting Friday on Disney Plus. Hamilton.
Of course.
Right?
Hamilton. Okay. I'm so excited.
So, anyway, Michaela, anything before we go this week that you want to talk about other than just teasing our big show next week that you'll be recording live from Walt Disney World?
I don't have anything to say now, but I'm sure I'll have a lot to say next week.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Hey, have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend, Michaela. I hope you get to do something fun. Thank you. Hope you guys get to do something fun too, whether it's experiencing one of the parks or spending it with your family, maybe a big barbecue at the house with just your family or social distancing. Don't forget, we're still social distancing. We hope you stay happy and healthy and safe this holiday weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on Theme Parks and Rec, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.